Weather in D.C.
Starting early this year, the city opens select water spray parks. I'm Tick Iuliano.
Virginia voters are getting candidates for several U.S. House races today. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Teens are being thrown some distractions while behind the wheel at a local event to teach them real-life driving skills. I'm Valerie Bong.
4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It's the kind of heat that can kill. It's 20 to 25 degrees hotter in the Northeast today than it usually is this time of the year. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We've got a heat advisory in effect for most of the major cities in the Northeast. This is the first May heat advisory issued by the New York office as long as we've been keeping the records, and that's going back more than about 16 years. So this is really some serious, dangerous heat.
But in the West, a major snowstorm is just now coming to an end, although the National Weather Service says snow will linger over parts of the Colorado Rockies into tonight. And late word, there's a freeze warning now in effect for parts of North Dakota. The death toll has increased in northern Michigan after a tornado roared through last night.
Officials in Gaylord report now two people are dead after a tornado tore through the northern Michigan town on Friday.
I watched as officers and paramedics and firemen stepped over arcing lines, went into partially collapsed buildings. Truly, it's inspiring behavior out of them to serve our citizens.
Gaylord Police Chief Frank Clayus says a third person remains unaccounted for and up to 40 other people are injured. Mike Campbell for CBS News, Detroit.
At least a dozen homes are just gone. And now the National Weather Service says it's rated the tornado an EF3 with maximum winds of 140 miles an hour. Business and North Korea were the topics of discussion between President Biden and South Korea's new president today. CBS's Nancy Cordes is traveling with Mr. Biden.
The centerpiece of the president's Asia trip comes on Monday when he unveils a new economic framework for the U.S. and Indo-Pacific allies. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo, traveling with the president, says the partnership will enable participating nations to make joint investments in infrastructure and better share data about supply chains.
This is America showing up again in the region and saying we want to work with you and in a way that benefits America and American business.
Boeing's new spacecraft has arrived at its destination, something it hadn't been able to do before.
Just over 24 hours after its Florida launch,
Starliner connected to the forward port of the International Space Station.
That's something the Boeing spacecraft couldn't do during its first flight 3 years ago. The measured approach to the station included various tests of flight hardware and software. Starliner was able to overcome problems with two thruster rockets and its cooling system. If all continues to go well, the first astronauts could fly the Starliner by the end of this year. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
And this is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
4:03 on this Saturday, May 21st. It's 92 degrees. It is hot. Not much relief, though, tonight. It will be humid. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Shayna Stuhl, and the top local stories we're following this hour is that hot weather. In fact, it is the hottest day of 2022, and it's only May. Storm Team 4's Ryan Miller has the latest on this scorcher of a day.
We're looking at a very hot day, so much so that we could break record high temperatures this afternoon. Middle 90s anticipated for highs, which is well above average for this time of year. And we're also looking at the hottest temperatures of the year so far. So with high heat in the area, certainly be careful if you're spending time outside. Make sure you're staying hydrated, loosen light clothing. And of course, with this heat, if you can, take breaks into the air conditioning. The heat's going to be with us again tomorrow. Temperatures into the lower 90s.
We'll have your complete forecast in just a couple of minutes. With the temperatures climbing into the 90s, D.C. announced that some water spray parks would be open today. But there was at least one glitch along the way.
Samara Bradley brought her baby here to the park at LaDroid in Ward 1. She had heard the water spray would be turned on.
That's my one-year-old. We brought her to play in the water, but it's not on.
Her one-year-old, Lele, registered her disappointment that the water wasn't coming out of the ground sprays. There was some disappointment here. Babysitter Darshay Brown spread a blanket out under a shade tree.
I mean, it's no big deal, but it's just pretty hot, so...
The city promised to fix any malfunctioning water parks, and sure enough, a short while later, the water spray here was working, cooling kids off. In Northwest, Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
Yeah, that baby is very clear about how she feels. I like that. Well, we've got your election 2022 update here on WTOP. Republican candidates for several U.S. House races in Virginia are being chosen today.
Republican voters are selecting U.S. House candidates in districts 5, 8, and 10. In the 10th, in Loudoun County and parts of Fairfax and Prince William counties, there are 11 Republicans running. The winner will advance to November to face Democratic Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton. The 8th district in Fairfax and Arlington counties has 5 Republicans running. The winner there will face the winner of next month's Democratic primary between Congressman Don Beyer and challenger Victoria Veersing. District 5, which stretches from Charlottesville to the North Carolina border, has Republican Congressman Bob Good facing a challenge from Dan Moy. The winner faces Democratic candidate Josh Thronberg in November. Nick Einelli, WTOP News.
We are learning more about the driver who drove into a group of people in Annandale yesterday morning, sending one woman to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Police say a woman was driving on Maple Place. She dropped food and spilled a drink, and as she tried to pick up the food, she lost control of her Nissan Sentra and drove into a parking lot. They say several people were gathered in that lot discussing a community project. 4 people were struck, the car eventually hitting a metal fence and coming to a stop. The investigation is ongoing. 2 people died in a car crash in Bowie this morning. Prince George's County Police say that just before 3 a.m., a car driving on Annapolis Road near Fairview Parkway hit a pole and then caught on fire. Police are looking into what may have caused that accident. Coming up after traffic and weather, how Maryland is trying to help drivers who owe toll fees after the state switched to cashless tolling. It's 4:06.
Here's Ashish Khat, the chief executive officer at Technomile, on the discussion Leading Voices in Federal Contract Management, sponsored by Technomile.
And we provide an end-to-end solution to manage the entire life cycle of a government contract. And we are purpose-built for the unique needs of government contractors, aerospace and defense organization, and any business that is doing business with the government.
Listen to the entire discussion on Federal News Network. Search Technomile.
Technomile provides transformative cloud solutions, purpose-built to help federal contractors find, pursue, win, and retain more business with the government. Technomile's growth suite empowers BD and capture teams to efficiently manage opportunities, gain actionable market and contact intelligence, and focus resources on the right pursuits. Post-award, Technomile's integrated GRC suite streamlines contract management, improving compliance, risk management, and audit readiness. Visit technomile.com to learn more. That's TechnoMile.com.
You are listening to WTOP on this Saturday afternoon. It's 4:08.
Slow or clogged drains? Call Michael and Son and get